Yours to Protect. Brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we visit the pollinator trail at Fota House, gaining a better understanding of our pollinating friends. The pollinator trail at Fota House, Arboretum and Gardens opened last May. The project, which was developed in partnership with the Office of Public Works, the Irish Heritage Trust and the Irish Bee Conservation Project, is part of the OPW's commitment to enhance biodiversity at its heritage sites. The trail consists of 12 stations, each with a particular relevance to pollination and biodiversity, and explaining topics such as what is pollination, the bee lodge, plants good for pollination, as well as stations with specific information on different bee types, including the queen bee and worker bees. Elaine Conway is a volunteer with the Irish Bee Conservation Project.
The trail is the first of its kind, as far as I'm aware, in Ireland. It's basically different stations around the Fota House and gardens relating to different pollinators, different plants that are good for pollinators. There's facts about the bees, facts about the plants, facts about biodiversity. You just scan your phone with those barcodes on each of the stations and you can get some more information. It leads you into a website with more further information. And it's just a very pleasant trail around the beautiful gardens here.
The pollinator trail takes you through some magnificent gardens with the various stations, allowing walkers to learn so much more about their surroundings, the various types of bees and how they all work together. In Ireland, bees are under severe pressure. Three native species have already gone extinct and more than half of the remaining species are in decline. There are several reasons for the declining numbers. A loss of biodiversity, which means less food and habitats, overuse of pesticides and an invasive honeybee parasite all contribute. Vicky Knight is a conservationist who explains the importance of bees.
Certain types of bees pollinate certain types of plants, so without full range of different species, some plants wouldn't get pollinated. So without bees, you don't have wildflowers, and, you know, trees can't be pollinated either, and we need trees to breathe, you know, so they're incredibly important. Bumblebees do something called buzz pollination. So without bumblebees, you wouldn't have strawberries. So they go to the plant and they buzz, and that makes the plant release the pollen. So again, it's really important to have the different species. And then you have the rest of them are solitary bees. So they don't necessarily have colonies like the social bumblebees and honeybees. So yeah, they're incredibly important, and we're just trying to, you know, get more awareness and get people to care about them.
Councils can play a leading role in making the island of Ireland a place where pollinators can survive and thrive. Most councils and local authorities are already taking actions to support pollinators on public land. Many are also working with local community groups, residents, associations and schools to help raise awareness of the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan. Arthur Needham is a community warden with Cork City Council.
There's been a great buy-in now with the Cork City Council with this. They seem to be very enamoured with it and actually think it's a project well worth pursuing. So we're hoping now to meet up now in September again and put a kind of a proposal on the table of how we can move this project forward. In the meantime now, we're getting the local min sheds involved. We actually axed 3 min sheds at the moment: Douglas, Frankfield, Toker and Blarney. Min sheds get involved to help us build they're called bee bug lodges, and to hopefully get them involved. So they are involved today, and we're hoping now to get the project up and going. So we have a plan now at the moment to get 150 bee lodges up and going by February. Something to do over the next couple of months is identify areas that would be suitable. Pat wants kind of us and the community involved like to take notice of these and like to understand like why they're there and the benefits of them for the solitary bees and the pollinators in general. So there's a lot of education and re-education involved. There's going to be a lot of project development and all that. So it's going to be a very, very interesting project, and I hope that people around them will get to know them and see it and all that. But for the council, anyway, we want to make this a kind of a major template for Ireland at the moment, and we kind of take the lead on it, that we're serious about biodiversity and the environment and that, and this is our way of contributing to that project.
This year's motto of Biodiversity Day was "We're part of the solution," reminding us that we all, no matter how big or small, have a part to play in preserving the environment. The pollinator trail at Photohouse Arboretum and Gardens will further inform and enhance visitors' understanding and appreciation of the importance of pollination to our ecosystem. To learn more about the pollinator trail, visit Irish Bee Conservation Project online or check the show notes of this episode.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television license fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.